Comedian Chris Hardwick, host of At Midnight on Comedy Central and AMC's Talking Dead, continues his 14th City Fun Comfortable Tour Friday, November 6th at Kingsbury Hall. Get tickets online at tickets.utah.edu.
A surprisingly tender love story about an everyday American guy caught in a life and death struggle with the healthcare system. Mercy Killers is a powerful drama that challenges the status quo. November 6th, tickets and info at utahpresents.org.
I'm Christian Schultz, junior editor for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll be speaking with Jess Smart Smiley about the Wasatch Arts and Comics Fest. The Wasatch Arts and Comics Fest is an independent festival that highlights local artists with an emphasis on comic book writers and artists. The festival is designed to bring artists together who have unique opinions and stances expressed through visual art. The festival takes on people of all ages and backgrounds for family-friendly activities and workshops designed to give a bigger look into the industry and the locals working on it. The group's next event will be held on October 17th at the new Muse Music location at 247 Center Street in Provo. The event will feature indie comics and zines from artists who will be able to show original comic work and contribute to the exhibitor's zine issue. Slug writer Taylor Hoffman chatted with WAC Fest founder Jess Smart Smiley about the event and what the group hopes to do.
Just talk a little about your comics and what inspired you to make comics.
Other comics, Ninja Turtles, X-Men, all that stuff I loved as a kid.
What were some of your favorites?
Yeah, definitely Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles were like, they had all the superhero, you know, abilities, but they could also, you know, poke fun at themselves, and they were also kind of cartoon characters. So for me, it kind of had the best of both worlds. It's like these really serious, dark, buff dudes with powers, but also like these really funny situations and really cool stories. So that was like probably the best for me.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles have always been one of the biggest influences on some of the comics writers that I've been talking to. It's pretty interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your comics experience? You've been writing for quite some time, it seems.
Yeah, I've always written, but I've always focused more on making pictures, but because I've always had a lot of stories, I guess, to tell, then even if I'm just drawing pictures, there's usually a lot happening or a lot to the character. Like, just the picture itself kind of has a story. So yeah, I've like always made little comics growing up, and so now I've been able to do, you know, a couple graphic novels and then little comics for websites and magazines and other publications. I've got an Adventure Time comic coming out.
Oh, wow.
So that's exciting.
The Adventure Time series has been so fantastic, especially the inclusion of like the Back Matter comics with more local artists. I know Sean Struble did one just recently too.
Oh yeah, they're awesome.
How would you describe your body of work? What influences and kind of nature of what you write and draw?
I'd say it's like a pretty cartoony and oriented towards children. Really, I just make comics for myself, and kids happen to be really into them, so that's cool. But they kind of range from other people's properties, like Adventure Time and Aw Yeah Comics, and then also to my own original stuff, where I have vampires and monsters, but I also have experimental, dark themes that, you know, some will look very cartoony, and then others have, like, they look more, the drawings and artwork look more believable, more realistic, and those stories are very different from the silly stuff. But yeah, a lot of it's pretty, people use the word quirky a lot, or weird, you know, to describe my work. They're probably right.
I see that the Utah Wasatch Arts and Comics Festival is coming up, and so let's talk about your involvement in that a little bit. How did this come up?
I've been hearing people talking about, I mean, for years, like, man, we've got to get something, you know, in Orem, Provo, down in Utah County, like, they're so many people creating things, and like for years I just hear people saying, yeah, we should put something together. And you know, I've shied away. Starting and organizing, you know, takes a lot of time and effort, and I just want to make stuff. Normandy Lusher, and hopefully get a chance to talk with her. She's the one that kind of initiated this conversation for WACFest, the Wasatch Art and Comics Fest. She kind of pulled together a couple of local creators here and said, okay, we've been talking about it. We've been talking about there's a scene. So let's just do something about it. Let's sit down and figure out how we can get everyone together. And that was earlier this year. So that's kind of how it got started. And it's kind of taken off pretty quickly because I think, you know, everyone's just ready for it. So it's okay. Let's make it happen.
In Salt Lake, we've got, you know, the Comic-Con just downtown and Craft Lake City and all of these different events, but, you know, not in Provo or anywhere kind of down south, so this is really different. How has the demographic down there kind of shaped the planning and basically how you're going about it? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, for a while we were looking at different venues, you know, where could we hold this thing? We don't know exactly how many people we're going to have. We don't know exactly what people are going to bring. Like, where should we hold it? And we're looking at different venues. And in the end, like, when we're really thinking about the kinds of people and the kinds of projects that are going to be involved, just the nature of what it is that we're doing, in the end, we could do this, like, in someone's backyard. We could do it in someone's garage, like, because that's really the level we want to connect with, is like people that are creators, you know, specifically that are going to work full-time somewhere doing whatever, and then when they come home, that's when they get into making their own comics or artwork or just kind of, you know, expressing themselves in their own way. But usually they're down in the basement or they're just at home doing this on the side. You know, for most people it's just for fun, but people are making this crazy cool stuff, so it's like, okay, there's no reason for us to rent out like this huge nice space, because those aren't the spaces that we're inhabiting. We're inhabiting houses and garage and like the local music scene. Like we're all there anyway. Like we might as well hook up with Muse. Darcy Roy, the owner down there, has been awesome to work with, and she got us in there, and it's like, yes, that feels like a place where we belong. It's not about the venue. It's not making it a huge event. It's about bringing everyone that's just doing cool stuff, put them in the same room, and let's see what happens.
It's so different from like the corporate takeover of Comic-Con, which is now the pop culture event, Salt Lake.
Yeah, see, and that's awesome, because there are tons of fans that fit the bill there. I do as well, but I also have these other sensibilities. I think there's definitely a desire for something on a smaller scale and a more practical scale, I think. You know, all this stuff, like you come in and there are Hollywood movie stars that are signing pictures, you know, for $100 or something. That's cool. It's almost like you're part of a dream, and that's awesome. But yeah, we definitely want to talk with these guys that they're just kind of chipping in, you know, for an hour at home every day, just kind of working on their thing. And let's get them in the same room and have a conversation rather than like showing, hey, here I am, you know, look at me, and make, you know, a big deal. It's more like, hey, what are you doing? What am I doing? Oh, man, let's talk. What's your process? That's our level.
Artists meeting artists.
Yeah, and also, like, there are tons of fans here locally that know different artists, and they're big fans of their work, but there's kind of no venue for that work, you know, and so this event will bring in fans that are part of the local scene, kind of know some artists, maybe they know some musicians, there's a lot of overlap there, and we can just kind of celebrate the local scene.
Don't miss a night of laughs with Chris Hardwick.
I got on my boxer shorts from the Abercrombie & Fitch store. Can you see? Who do they think is going to see this?
Friday, November 6th, Kingsbury Hall.
That is a generous overestimation of the foot traffic this area gets.
Embrace your inner nerd with Chris Hardwick.
Women's underwear does not brand in this fashion, because no self-respecting woman would put on a pair of panties that said, The Gap, above them.
Reserve seats on sale now at tickets.utah.edu.
Are you overall like satisfied with the way it's heading? Are you excited?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been awesome to see like just the people that have been reaching out to us. Like, do you still have tables? Can I still contribute? hey, I really want, like a lot of people are saying, I really want to help spread the word. Like, how can I get involved in just communicating that this is happening? And that's really cool. That's exactly the level and the people that we want to be involved. Like, Comic-Con is awesome. Like, I just bring that up just because that's probably the closest comparison we have, you know. And this is, ours is obviously a much, much smaller scale. But you don't have people attending Comic-Con that are like, hey, do you have flyers I can pass out for Comic-Con? Hey, is there a way, like I can spread the word about Comic-Con? Like, I want to make sure people know about... No. It's people are more interested in, like, hey, this guy's going to be at Comic-Con, and I want to go get a picture with him. Whereas, you know, for WackFest so far, people are like, yeah, give me flyers, give me links. Like, I want to spread the word. Let's get people showing up. This is going to be awesome. That's been great, just seeing people come out of the woodwork and reach out to us.
Art galleries and everything are really popping up now. I think that's with the popularity of Utah kind of being a destination point now, especially Salt Lake. And
yeah, but it's only going to happen if people come out and show it, you know?
People share this information, you know? Go on Facebook, share the event, say that you're going, you know, post it everywhere. We're in a age of social media. Like you're saying, your collaborator or an internet friend, you don't ever meet someone, but there's still that, you know, strong connection with just emailing or, you know, tweeting to each other, whatever it may be. You know, there's that personal connection still, and that's bringing the actual people out. Totally different experience because you can talk one-on-one with them, and you know, that's really important in any community, especially in the arts, because we were saying it's very personal. It's what you love doing, and it's just you, whatever you may make.
Yeah. You know, watch this. Everyone's going to bring like their worst stuff, and it's going to be like the worst event ever. And it's going to be like, this is what we have to offer? Wait, we've been sitting in our rooms drawing this? That's not going to happen.
No, I highly doubt
that. That'd be hilarious, though.
Yeah, just set up something completely terrible.
it's so awesome. Like I said, like I've seen submissions coming in. The people that have reached out like on Facebook and said, hey, I want to get involved. Like, I just heard about this. What is it? What's going on? And their profile picture is like some crazy drawing they did. I'm like, awesome. This is the right person. Like, let's do this. Let's make this happen right now. It's awesome. It's going to be great. Lots of local people. We're only going to get as many people as know about it. So yeah, absolutely spread the word. Find a way to make it a meaningful message to those around you, your friends, family. They're into new stuff. They just want something to do. They want to check out a specific artist, look at comics, artwork. We're going to have a couple workshops as well. Like, I'm going to be doing a comic jam. Have you ever done one of those?
No. Tell me about it.
Oh, man. Oh, it's the best. I host a monthly comic jam at the Provo Dragon's Keep. It's a game where we make comics, and it's like a pass-along comic, for lack of a better word. Like, I'm going to draw the first panel to a comic that I haven't written or thought out. I'm just going to draw it, and I only have 4 minutes. And then I'm going to pass it to you, and you're going to add on, like, what happens next. But you only do the next panel, and then we pass it until it's done. So in the end, you know, it might just take us a half hour or an hour, but then we have a whole page of comics that we made with someone else, and it'll either give us ideas or we've had a chance to just express ourselves and just make comics. You know, it's a good excuse to just come make comics. It's a great way to find out, like, hey, that line that they wrote is, like, so astute, or it's, like, so hilarious. Like, I got to talk with that guy afterward. Or this girl draws, like, the best animals. Like, who is that? Oh, it's Kim Peterson. Go check her out, you know.
Are submissions still open for people?
We're still accepting people that want a table. So table applications. If you just look up WAC Fest, Wax Fest on Facebook, we've got a link to the application there. And if you have any questions, that's the place to ask. If you have ideas as well, like something that you do or an idea that you think would be great to bring into the fest, let us know. I mean, worst case scenario is we don't have time to throw it all together right now and we include it next year, but let us know what you want out of the fest. Basically, we're making it what we want to be and what we know exists. We just want to celebrate that. And if there's stuff we don't know about, Whackfest on Facebook. That's a place to table application and ask any questions you might have.
Excellent. And also check out whackfest.wordpress.com because there's great stories from the artists and authors that are going to be there. Read them this morning. Fantastic stuff. Especially, I loved your part about blankets
and the
paneling. Like, we were talking about how comics are set up and everything and the paneling, but oh my gosh, I love when people use the gutters of comics. It's so great.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @slugsoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, Henry Glashine, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.